Dreamscape presents A Circle of Dead Girls by Eleanor Koons, narrated by Susie Bernice. 1. As if God himself had taken a hand, winter abruptly changed to spring. The 6 inches of snow that had fallen just last week, the third week of April, was melting in the suddenly balmy air. Instead of hard-packed snow, the roads were surfaced in slush and mud. Only on the north sides of the slopes and under the trees did snow remain, and even there green spears poked through the white. Rhys had already planted peas, and in a few weeks he would begin plowing the rocky fields. He sighed. Although glad to see the spring, he did not like to think about the coming back-breaking toil. He would turn 40 this year, and his dislike of farm work had, if anything, intensified. His father had died at the age of 46, while Rhys was away serving with General Washington in the War for Independence. And sometimes he wondered if 6 years was all he had left. 6 years with his arms up to their elbows in mud and manure. Just the thought of it pressed down like a heavy weight. He didn't think he could bear it. At least, with the coming warmer weather, he could look forward to a few weeks of freedom as he traveled these roads weaving for the farm wives. Besides the cash he would earn, he looked forward to what he imagined as sunlit days of freedom from the farm. With a shake of his head, he pushed the gloomy thoughts from his mind.